It might look like something from out of a bad movie, but those red and black bugs crawling all over the place are real, all right. Phil Pelletieri is an insect expert with the University of Wisconsin Extension. He says one of the pests, the box elder bug, always seems to flourish in a drought year.
It's a native.
It might look like something from out of a bad movie, but those red and black bugs crawling all over the place are real, all right. Phil Pelletieri is an insect expert with the University of Wisconsin Extension. He says one of the pests, the box elder bug, always seems to flourish in a drought year.
It's a native insect that normally is kept in check by a fungus disease, but the fungus disease requires moisture, and so when it's dry, the disease does not knock the populations down. So we always see this relationship of dry late summers and falls and lots of box elder bugs.
The other pest is not native to Wisconsin. The Japanese lady beetle was brought here to keep crop-wrecking aphids in check, but they've flourished beyond anyone's expectations. The reason we're noticing so many this year is also due to the weather. Some people may think they're crawling into our homes looking for someplace warm, but Pelletieri says they're actually trying, and failing, to get out of the late-season warmth and sunshine.
In nature, wherever they would find a place to hide, it would stay cold, and they could pretty well make it through the winter. When they come indoors and warm up, you often find they die relatively quickly because they have low energy reserves, and the warmer temperatures cause them to burn those or use those up.
Pelletieri says the pests won't be around much longer. They'll leave us alone once the temperatures are consistently below 60 degrees. That's forecast to happen next week. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.